much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The song Old Town Road, a mashup of banjos and bass, has broken the record for longest stretch at the top of the US Billboard record chart. Lil Nas X's hit has now spent 17 weeks at number one. That's longer than Despacito in 2017, or One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boys 11 Men in 1995.
Yeah.
And now,
should someone have to have a government-issued license to drive a car?
Hell no!
What's next, requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
Our feature presentation.
Wait, that was said?
The libertarian debate?
You got it, Jensen. Mm-hmm. There are people who are 100% government hands-off. And that was one of them, that dude with the toaster thoughts. And then Gary Johnson, who we've had on the show before, a very bright man, was the former governor of New Mexico. He took the wrath of the crowd, and he stepped forward and said, I don't know, I think maybe you ought to, you know, exhibit some level of competence before you get behind the wheel of a car. And he practically got booed out of the room for suggesting, I don't know, a driver's license. So, fantastic. Yeah. See, there are options, you guys.
Sure.
You can go, sure. You go libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 7th of August.
Beer mug is a miracle to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had a poop emergency today, and I just started thinking, imagine what his body has to go through.
I mean, I'd rather not.
The processing that has to go on.
Oh, no.
Listen, you see what he eats.
Sir. My wife just gave birth, so I get it. I know it probably happens.
Like five times a day.
How is it possible Muggs is still alive? Do you guys remember the first time I found out how old Muggs was? Do you remember that I couldn't stop talking about it for like a year because I assumed he was in his 50s?
And, dare you.
And, it, and by 50s, you mean 60s.
And
how dare
time,
you?
And at the time, he was like 32 or something. And I was like just shocked. I would have bet a year's salary he was older than I was. Because he's working that body hard, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I keep my body on its toes.
Yeah, you do.
That's what you call it. Okay.
You challenge it, that's for sure. But this this poop emergency apparently was very serious, and it is nothing compared to the poop emergency that I'm going to share with you that happened. I'm sure you saw the story.
Oh, man.
In Florida.
My father couldn't wait to call and tell me about it.
Yeah, this one can't wait for What's Up with Florida. It's too good.
We're getting a look at the damage left behind when a septic tank got hit by lightning, causing a toilet to explode.
I mean, essentially, that's all you need to know.
Wow.
A septic
was anyone
tank,
on it? I think it's important.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Okay.
A septic tank hit by lightning, and the spark just went all the way up into the house and destroyed the plumbing and the toilet and so much more. I mean, it's... I don't know what the odds are, but maybe we'll find out.
This happened in Charlotte County this weekend, and now the homeowner's without plumbing. Wink News reporter Erica Jackson stopped by that home in Port Charlotte. Erica, what are the odds?
By the way, I would hate being the reporter on the scene. Allie, you've probably been that reporter where you get thrown a question like that. She doesn't know what the odds are.
Right, come on. She's like 60? I don't know.
60.
I know, Amanda. It's off the charts. It's hard to believe. We even did a Google search and couldn't find anything remotely similar, but it happened. And
it happened.
Would you like to see that Google search? Like, right. What exactly did she
The Google search?
Search
was, this bitch is going to ask me a question.
Yeah, I didn't know this was a real journalist. She uses Google?
Right. I mean, I've never heard of it happening before. I mean, lightning can't hit anything.
Sure.
You know, it really only makes the news if it sets someone's house on fire or kills a person.
I will tell you this. The reason my father couldn't wait to tell me is because their house in Maine has a septic tank. Mm-hmm. And when we would go there for summers, my dad, whenever there was a storm, don't use the toilet or the shower.
Really?
There could be lightning. And we always said, Dad, nothing happens with lightning in a shower. He's like, all right.
So he's waited your whole life to make this
call?
He
was so pumped to tell me about this.
Wow. It turns out your father knows what he's talking about.
It's true.
I'm going to show you the damage that's left here more than 24 hours later on the lawn.
It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom.
The Sunday morning blast shattered the bathroom toilet into hundreds of pieces.
I bet Muggs does that about once a week.
Twice.
Easy.
Here's to be our toilet. We have nothing now.
Mary Lou Ward and her husband are not only without a toilet, but the indoor plumbing is destroyed. So is the septic tank.
We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. There's all pieces everywhere, pieces everywhere.
Their plumber says the lightning hit the methane gases from fecal matter.
Okay.
Oh. I
don't,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And that's the reason.
That's why it exploded.
Wait, what? Filled with...
This also would be the perfect excuse, guys. Mm-hmm. You drop, like, some explosive deuces, and then you're like, oh, it's the lightning.
No, I got hit by lightning.
Yeah, this is clearly what it is.
I think there's more damage than just to the toilet, though. I mean, the whole home's plumbing is wrecked all the way, and you'll find out in a second here, all the way out into the yard.
Built up in the pipes.
I thought the house was on fire because we smelled smoke. And we looked outside, and it was the smoke from the septic tank was coming out, and it was smoke was coming out of there.
The explosion caused their master bedroom window to shatter, and the Wards are still finding pieces of broken yard decorations across the property and in the street.
It just did all of that damage and, you know, exploded things into the road and so on in a half a second.
Grateful no one was at the right place at the wrong time.
There it is.
Just glad none of us were on the toilet. That's the main thing.
No one was on the toilet, you guys. Thank God.
They both sound like they're just... having a great time.
They're rolling with it.
And whatever.
Then there's a toilet on the front lawn. This is crazy.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked at how well they took that because that it would be terrifying. But you would. I mean, you'd be way dead if you were on that toilet, right?
A bomb went off.
I would think so. Yeah.
It's insane.
And that would be a very difficult story for your family members to tell.
They'd have to get together and make up something else. They just would have to. Like when someone asks, we have to tell them something else.
He was hit by a car.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. So, Muggs, there's something for you to shoot for, man.
Yeah! That's his goal?
Well, I mean, he loves, you know, he's a toilet exploder, so now he can go for real.
He would die doing what he loves.
That's right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Good morning, mate.
Man Money Smith will be on the show today talking Dodgers.
Yeah, a lot to talk about.
Another win.
Mm-hmm. Jensen lost his wedding ring.
Oh.
Well...
For a while.
For a couple hours.
Yeah. And by the way, that translates to took it off when he was on a date.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I'm not positive that's what it
translates. Well, I mean, why else would his ring be off? Come on. We all know what we're talking about here.
How dare you.
All right. Cheers,
he's got that. He's got that seven-month itch. We all know.
That famous seventh-month itch.
Right.
Cheers with Muggs on the show today. We have People Are Dumb. We have Bean Makes Us Guess and comedian Kevin Nealon.
Yeah. Oh, I love him so much.
I do, too. He'll join us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll call 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, what's happening, Allie?
Big news yesterday from Disney. Did you hear about this?
I did.
I did not.
This is the deal of a lifetime.
Yeah. It is. Disney disclosed yesterday that it's going to offer a streaming bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and the advertising supported version of Hulu for how much do you think a month, Kevin? You've got Disney Plus, which you were going to get anyway.
They're going to cut the price.
Now we're going to give you ESPN Plus, and you're going to get Hulu.
$14.99.
See, and you're saying that because we all said what a great deal it is.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you think it would be higher?
Yeah, like for $29 bucks or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's $12.99 a month.
For how long?
I just got
ESPN Plus.
Did you?
Then you could drop it. You could drop it and pick up the bundle.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. It's going to be available for purchase on November 12th, so don't drop it just yet. You'll be like a couple months going, wait, why'd I drop it? Don't do it just yet. Disney is in talks with Apple, Amazon, and Google to distribute Disney Plus on their platforms. I can't imagine any of them will say no.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to launch more than 300 movie titles on day one, growing to 400 by the end of the year. 8 Star Wars movies, 4 from Marvel, plus 8 more by the end of the year, 18 Pixar-produced features, 70 from the Disney Animation Vault, and about 7,500 episodes of television. Just to start. $12.99 a month for Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and advertising-supported version of Hulu. That's crazy.
For the first month.
It doesn't say, but I would assume they'd have to do it for at least a year.
Yeah.
And we thought there was too much TV before.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's going to be so much TV.
What do you, plus HBO Max, you know, all the stuff they're announcing.
Warner,
gonna,
yeah.
Kevin, what do you got on ESPN Plus? I don't know much about that.
There's other fights that you don't get.
That's what they're banking on, UFC.
Yeah, there's a lot of UFC stuff. There's other, like, produced sports programs on, for example, the Women's World Cup that just happened. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff on there about that, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. Right.
Excellent. Other Disney news yesterday. They're rebooting the likes of Home Alone and Night at the Museum for streaming content. Reason I bring you this story is because I'm not sure the author of this article is into it. Here's the quote. The company will not be bring back Kevin McAllister with some other mischievous, debatably psychotic latchkey kid and whatever Ben Stiller's character's name was in the museum saga, but also other kiddie fare like Cheaper by the Dozen and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Whoa!
Wow. Throwing a lot of shade there.
A lot of shade.
Especially since those first two movies are among the biggest movies of all time.
I mean... Well, yeah, Home Alone for sure. Night at the Museum, is it that
franchise,
big?
Yeah, that franchise made up over $1 billion.
That's crazy.
I had no idea that was that big.
Oh, it's massive, yeah.
Well, this this guy, girl who wrote it, not a huge fan, but it made me laugh.
Guys, I know we always talk about remaking classics. Mm-hmm. Any interest in a Home Alone reboot?
You know, it's funny you say that, and then we all weigh in, and then it comes out, and if it's great, we're all like, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think if Macaulay Culkin's in it,
yeah, that
if
would
he's
be funny.
Like the dad, that would make me laugh
he's
really
hard. He's like 55?
Hard.
No, he's still the kid.
he's still Kevin.
But they never address that he's older.
Right.
No. He plays a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
All right.
I guess the argument is always there's a, you know, that movie came out so long ago, there's several generations of people since then.
Sure.
I've never seen it. It's just an old movie to them.
So, that's true.
I mean, I guess there's still, why leave money on the table if you've got a great idea?
See, you just talked yourself right out of that, didn't you?
I guess, yeah.
Turned it right around.
You guys, either of you guys know what came out on Blu-ray yesterday? Anyone know?
No. What is movie number 604 in your collection, Jensen?
Just letting you know, Detective Pikachu came out yesterday. It's available via DVD and Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. So.
How pumped were you?
Oh, when I opened the mail, because I had pre-ordered it day one.
Of course, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, so I didn't even get the notice that it was shipping. So when I opened up the package, it was Christmas. Or Hanukkah.
Detective Pikachu.
It's in my possession.
You watch it?
Oh, I haven't opened it.
Okay, sorry.
Please.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll end up watching the Pikachu. Yeah, I'll watch it.
You just sit on the couch with your stuffed Detective Pikachu toy and just watch it?
And my son, because I want him to see what magic is.
Is that going to be the first movie he ever sees?
Yeah, most likely, Detective Pikachu. Dad, what movie was the first one we watched together?
Well, it was my favorite, son.
And
then you
have
to tell him what a creep
like
you were in the theater both times.
Yeah, bringing the stuffed animal.
I love it. Good stuff. All right, some birthdays for you. Mike Trout. I don't even want to say arguably the best player in baseball, because he's the best player in baseball.
Well, that does seem to be the consensus.
Yeah. David Duchovny, I don't want to say arguably the hottest ever, but he is.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, I'm done. Yeah. Michael Shannon, and then a man who could not love radio and being on radio more.
Come on!
He's Jigsaw in the movie Saw. Do we have that of Tobin Bell? Let me just say first, he was in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was looking at him,
mm-hmm.
watching his mouth move as we were wrapping it up. Yet, Kevin felt it was time for a commercial.
Tobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
So he went to a commercial as he was still talking, but at least he wasn't saying anything that would come to break our hearts. Go ahead and do it without the commercial.
Tobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
He loves radio. It's his
favorite.
Used to love radio. Yeah.
So I hung up on him in studio.
Yeah, looking at his mouth
watching him moving. I mean, he had finished.
He didn't, though.
And then he had another thought.
What we're saying
is he was
still in the middle of talking when you were like, we got to get to this ad.
I agree to disagree.
I'm just saying, company man, got to get to the ad.
Kevin loves back to school sales at Target.
He really does. But for people that don't know who he is, can you do your impression?
What's happening?
Because
you have to do everything?
It's just so good.
Do you want to play a game?
I mean,
it's a little Yoda.
Wow.
Kevin, how many times would you say you've lost your wedding ring?
I mean, I started ordering them on Amazon in bulk.
In bulk.
Like really cheap ones in bulk.
Something's going on, you guys.
I got like 50.
We will discuss losing your wedding or engagement ring coming up.
Plus, Stryker has chapstick everywhere. Uh-huh. You just have a ring everywhere.
Know. Each room.
I can't answer that.
Man.
Plus, keep listening for your chance to win K-Rock Six Flags Magic Mountain Takeover. First, though, Zachary Levi, take it away.
Dodgers!
Matt Money Smith from the Petros Money Radio Show. Is this the best Dodgers team you have seen in your lifetime?
Oh, in my lifetime, probably not, just because I'm old. So I remember the early 80s teams with that legendary infield. And I guess back then, you know, you just think about being a kid and Garvey and Say and sure. And Lopes. And plus they won World Series multiple. But I will say of this kind of, you know, six straight division titles, this is the best team. This current run.
It's unbelievably a consistent team. And I feel like everything has gone right this year, right? I mean, you don't have Kershaw out with a bunch of injuries. You don't have it. Doesn't seem like you have drama on the field. It seems like the guys are having a great time.
No outfield issues.
Something seems special and different this year.
See, it's funny you say that, and it's only because of their depth. But, I mean, you're talking about Rich Hill, who was their number three starter at the beginning of the year. He's been gone for over a month. He'll be gone till September. You had no Corey Seager at the start.
AJ
Pollock missed 2 months. You've had myriad injuries in the bullpen.
And it doesn't feel like it.
Entire year, and it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what's like. Look at last night, right? You've got this dude, Chris Negron, who you know, Bean, because the Dodgers keep fleecing the Mariners. They get guys like Chris Taylor and this guy, Negron, who were nobodies, and he's freaking lighting it up. And by the way, he has the best Players Weekend jersey ever. I don't know if you've seen it.
It's very good.
Negron James, which is just awesome.
That is pretty strong.
By the way, explain the players' jerseys for folks who maybe don't know. And I want to know, do you love them or do you hate them?
I love it. You know why? Because baseball's so stale and so unwritten rules, and that's not the way to play the game. It's nice to inject a little. Let the players have a little bit of individuality. I mean, they get fined for wearing the wrong cleats. They finally let them kind of personalize their socks. So this weekend, you get to put your own nickname, old school XFL, you hate me style, on the back of your jersey. And everybody puts their nicknames. So like Ross Stripling puts Chicken Strip. Justin Turner puts Red Turn 2, like all that stuff. Kershaw puts Kersh, and it's fun. You know, it's a good time for these guys, and some of them had a lot of fun with it, like, you know, Christopher Negron with Negron James. Exactly right, and that's how I always have to say it, right? That's just,
sure.
You know, that makes it even more
enjoyable. You don't have a choice.
You have to.
Right?
I don't want to jinx anything here.
Here we go.
No, this is where it happens right now.
I don't want to jinx anything. Look, I'm not Beer Mark's
mom. This
is
it, right here.
Here it comes.
But in your mind, is it a successful season if you don't win the World Series, or is that the only possible outcome that makes it a successful season?
You know, I struggle with this. I hate it. I hate the people that just fill my timeline with, wake me up in October, none of this matters. It's like, okay, then you know what? Don't watch. Mm-hmm. Don't watch the game where they came back and scored 11 runs to win over the Padres on Sunday, 11-10. Don't watch it, because I don't want you to remember what that was like and how much fun that was. It's 8 months. You know, it's 8 months of great, just ridiculous comeback stories, back-to-back-to-back walk-off home runs from rookies. I mean, that's got to be worth something.
I feel the exact same way. I feel like you're having the best summer of your life if you're a Dodgers fan right now. And, of course, everybody wants them and thinks they should and will and deserve to win the World Series. But you get hours and hours and hours of entertainment, whether they win the whole thing or not.
I mean, I think, you know, you separate the two runs, right, the two World Series runs the last 2 years. Last year, Boston was the best team. They were, you could see it from the second that series started, that they were going to have to overcome ridiculous odds to win that series based on what it looked like on paper, and it proved out, you know, and that's typically what happens in a seven-game series. Now, 2 years ago, they should have won that series against the Astros, but their best players did not play their best. Kershaw gave up two huge leads in Game 5, and Kenley Jansen blew Game 2 the year he had the most dominant closer season of his career. So, you know, you combine those two things, and it's like, yeah, that sucked. That was a big disappointment because they were the better team, and their two best players let you down. Not to mention you got a guy you traded for who was the best player available that, you know, was tipping pitches and got absolutely drilled in his two starts. So, I mean, I get it. I get like, hey, this team's really good. They should win the World Series. But, man, if it's the Astros again, that's a tough-ass team.
Or the Yankees, right?
Or the Yankees. Well, you know, the Yankees, I think, just because pitching matters so much in the postseason, don't – yeah, you're right, Bean. I mean, look, if the Yankees get them with that lineup, okay, fine. You know, you made it to the World Series. You were a great team. You dominated the National League. And in the final series, you came up against another buzzsaw of a squad. What are you going to do? Enjoy it.
I will want to say, Money, I am the head of the Will Smith Appreciation Club. I am so happy they didn't trade him. I know they were looking at possible deals for a reliever at the last minute, but keeping him on the team obviously has meant a ton the last few games.
That was a weird one, and I rarely kind of do the hot sports take Twitter thing, but just my timing was impeccable because I was watching that game the night before they called him up, and Austin Barnes, I think he took two first pitch, just straight pop-outs that were garbage, and I was just going through the numbers, and it looked like the worst position platoon in all of baseball, and it's like, my God, you've got this great team that is just grinders at the plate from 1 to 8, mm-hmm. and you've got this spot, this weird blind spot in your lineup, and you're right, since they called up Will Smith, now there's no breaks. I mean, there are zero breaks, and that is such a pain in the ass for a starting pitcher, knowing that it almost reminds me of those Cardinal teams that we hated so much, where, you know, you didn't really recognize all the names. It's Colton Wong and Carpenter, and they just grind out at bats, and that's what this team does, and you can see how frustrating. I mean, if you saw the game on Sunday, Kirby Yates, who's been one of the best closers in baseball for the Padres, the guy was basically just screaming, "Oof!" to the sky after that.
He had an under one ERA, right? He was like 0.98 or something,
And these guys just worked at bats, you know, 8-9 pitch at bats that drive these dudes crazy, and it's so fun to watch.
It's so fun to watch. All right, today is a rare weekday afternoon game. How often do you get a chance to watch the game on YouTube, and is it free, Matt?
It is free, so just youtube.com/MLB, and they'll have a Dodger and a Cardinal on the call. Former Cardinal, World Series champ in 06, Jason Marquis will be with Nomar, and Alana Rizzo, who normally does the dugout conversations on Spectrum Sportsnet, will be doing it for YouTube, and a guy by the name of Rich Waltz, I believe, is doing the play-by-play. So yeah, just pop onto YouTube in the search bar, put in MLB, or just hit up youtube.com/MLB, and you get to watch it for free right there at your office. Pretend like you're doing work when you're really not.
Well, just have another tab open so you can make it look like you're going back to work.
That's exactly right.
We, like so much of Southern California, is caught up in, sorry, Angels fans, caught up in Dodgers fever right now, and the playoffs are, you know, less than 2 months away, so it's time to really, really start getting excited. So, Matt, we just wanted to just wrap it down for a minute. We thank you for jumping on.
You got it. And on that note, I'll be hopping on a bird today to go to Phoenix because football season starts tomorrow with the Chargers taking on the Cardinals in preseason action.
Insanity.
Matt is the voice of the LA Chargers, by the way, and the co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show, AM 570 LA Sports, weekday afternoons on that channel.
Oh, wait. Congratulations, boys. That is freaking awesome. I could not be more happy and excited for the two of you. It is well-deserved. My God, you have entertained generations of people. And it is a hell of an accomplishment. There are people that will grow, you know, that will tell their grandkids, my God, I grew up on these two dudes, and they were complete idiots. I don't know why I listened, but I did.
And their grandkids are going to go, stop talking about them. No one cares.
No, the grandkids are going to be like, what's radio?
You guys were part of an era, the Seven and Bean era.
You're kind to bring that up, but I will say what I put on Instagram a couple nights ago, which is our names are on the door, but we owe every single person, including people like you and Jimmy Kimmel and Ralph Garman and Adam Carolla and all the rest that came through these doors that propped up this show for a long time. We're just the faces, but you guys all get a piece of this. And thank you, Matt. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for making me a small part of it. I really, really appreciate it.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
The great Kevin Nealon on the program today. Also, Bean makes us guests coming up right now. Allie's got what's happening on a Wednesday.
How much did we love The People versus O.J. Simpson?
It was great.
It was great.
Phenomenal television.
I watched it. I feel like every second of that trial, I learned so much more from the show.
It was wonderful. 22 Emmy nominations, 1-9. Just unbelievable.
And let me say something else, Allie. Mm-hmm. At least for me, it completely changed my opinion of Marcia Clark.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like misjudged her in that entire trial when it was going on. And now I realize how difficult that was for her.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, it made me think about what we did, like, as a joke society or whatever, to Chelsea Clinton and a lot of people during that era where you were just like, she's ugly, she's fat. Like, we did it to everybody for a while.
Yeah.
And she, obviously, with her hair and all those things, it was so kind of emotional.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a
I'm
lot.
The juice. Whatever that is. Let's try to be a good guy.
Then the second American crime story was the assassination of Gianni Versace, nominated for 19 Emmys, won 7.
Ryan Murphy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and FX has a pretty good track record. And yesterday, they announced the third season of the award-winning limited series franchise American Crime Story, and it will center on the sex scandal that rocked the Bill Clinton presidency.
Interesting.
We like it.
Impeachment, American Crime Story. So it'll be the Monica Lewinsky stuff, not like the, you know, supposed rapes and all the other things that he did. Yeah, it'll focus mostly on this. But Sarah Paulson will be back. She was, of course, Marsha Clark in the People versus O.J. Simpson. She will be returning as Linda Tripp, which I feel like Linda Tripp does not deserve Sarah Paulson to be playing her. I'm just saying. And then what I think may be one of the greatest castings ever.
Oh.
Beanie Feldstein from Booksmart is going to play Monica Lewinsky.
She's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Imagine being Monica Lewinsky now and going, come on.
She's producer.
She is. Yeah. Wow.
She's producer on the limited series Impeachment, American Crime Story.
And big ups for Ryan Murphy, who requested her involvement in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He reached out and said, I'm not going to do it unless she signs off on it.
The premiere is set for Sunday, September 27th. 2020.
Let's not forget, by the way, and Jensen, you're right, we've changed our attitudes on a lot of things over the years, in many ways for the better. Mm-hmm. Monica Lewinsky was the victim in all of this.
Yes.
Okay, let's remember that.
Yep.
I mean,
she was the one who was preyed upon by an older man at work.
Yes, but let's also not say she was a willing participant.
She was.
She wasn't a child. No. She was a willing participant.
I think she was a victim also just by pure society's looks at her. I mean, she was like destroyed every day.
She was destroyed and he was still held up.
Kill herself, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what a crazy arc it'll be come a year from now, and it's up for like best TV show, and Monica Lewinsky accepts the Emmy for best. I mean, that would be so insane.
Right?
What a full circle of
life. Bill's in jail for the Epstein stuff. I mean, things could really take a turn. Huh?
Lies, and more lies, and lies on top of lies.
I mean, but you said September 27th, then you followed that by 2020.
2020.
Yeah, we got a while.
Yeah, we got a while, you guys.
That's too bad.
A lot can happen in that time. I mean, an impeachment could happen in that time, which is just crazy. The whole thing, the timing is just cuckoo. Guys, PETA, they want New York City's health department to investigate The Tonight Show. You heard me. Tonight Show. Okay. Because The Tonight Show has been improperly allowing celebrities to play with animals that they bring on. So they're saying that people like Kate Beckinsale touched an African bullfrog that was on the show. The guy that played Grey Worm from Game of Thrones was in a phone booth with Jimmy Fallon and a python. These were all
sounds like
from
a joke.
Yeah. Grant Kemmerer of Wild World of Animals has been on for various segments, and whatever celebrity they have on that night joins them for the segment, just like they've done since Johnny Carson. But now PETA is saying that they don't have permission to touch the wildlife. Only Kemmerer and his employees do. So listen, if you're Robert Irwin, son of late Steve Irwin, and you handled an alligator, a millipede, a miniature horse, and a mandrill on the show, celebrities shouldn't be all walking into the shot willy-nilly and like, hey, can I touch your mini horse? That shouldn't happen. PETA, come on! Come on!
Sometimes they make it hard to support them. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yes. Let's feed two birds with one scone here. my favorite thing they've ever done. This is so stupid.
It's insane.
But I don't understand. So you can't, like, I'm confused here. Mm-hmm. They don't even want you touching it when there's an expert nearby telling you how to touch it.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just, with the, and the. I mean,
sometimes I feel like they're trolling. Almost.
Like, sometimes they really are.
I mean, honestly, are they really doing this, or are they just trying to get back in the news?
It seems like a lot. Hey, coming up in a little bit, we got to revisit a couple call-in topics that we did because they are in the news today.
Oh.
Both Gwyneth Paltrow, we talked about how she lived, you know, 3 or 4 days on with her husband. Then he would go to another house for the rest of the week. We're going to discuss that because there's an update to that. Plus, I mean, it almost tore the show apart. Soup, what's up?
We just got over it.
I mean, I just need to.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
Oh, nope. We're going to bring it back up. Some birthdays for you. Michael Shannon, Tobin Bell, Charlize Theron, David Duchovny, and Mike Trout.
I've been married a long time, Jensen, so I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries by trying to give you some advice as a relative newlywed. But if you want to divorce your wife, just divorce your wife. Don't just take off your wedding ring every time you leave the house and pretend you're not married.
Number one, that's not what happened. I'm nervous someone just tuned in, didn't hear your setup.
Well, it sounds like that's what happened if you're putting your wedding ring in your pocket every time you leave the house.
It's not what happened.
What happened?
What I normally do is take my ring off when I get into the house and put it. We have one of those cute little like sombrero looking glass things where you has a little thing. You put the ring on it.
Yeah. Oh, the little holder.
The ring holder. Concept. Yeah. Same for that. Sure.
Normally always do
because
that.
Because it's so heavy. To wear that wedding ring at home?
No,
you got to put that burden down when you get there.
No, I'm a dude who takes off my watch, takes my wallet out. I clean out when I get home.
Really?
Yeah. I think my dad used to do it, and I think it's kind of like you saw your dad do it, so now I always do it.
I do that too, which screws me up a lot of times.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
No, you take off your wedding ring when you get home.
Every day.
Yeah.
I've never, ever heard of that.
Wallet, keys.
I even get watch. But a wedding ring is a thing I thought that most people put on and leave on. Like, that's kind of the deal with a wedding
ring. Yeah, that's why you have the tan line. That's, you know?
Yeah.
Well, here's... Sometimes I forget.
Bad example?
No, that works.
It's okay. Just way down the line of importance.
That works. I mean, sure. And so I guess I keep it on sometimes. I forget to put it on this little glass sombrero. And I usually lose it in that case. Like, okay. I'll put it, I'll go, oh, shoot, I didn't take it off today and it's starting to whatever. And I'll put it on the table and then I forget it's there.
Yeah.
So the other day I went to put it on and it was on neither sombrero. There's one upstairs, one downstairs.
Just in case.
In a rush. And neither of them had it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, after about 40 minutes to an hour of trying to look for it, I then unleashed it onto the house, which, cause you know, when you lose something that's important to your wife or someone else that you live with, you don't tell them until you're for sure.
Of course.
So then I said to her, I said, hey, with that tone. Hey, you see my wedding ring?
By the way, women immediately know what, hey, that's bad news.
Yeah, definitely. It's
bad
news. Too high.
Too high.
Hey, before you go out, I have to ask, because of the double sombrero had me thinking about it. Is your whole house Mexican themed? Yeah. I mean,
I live in a mesa. It's just a full Latin theme.
Do you have a pop-up Taco Bell in your front room?
All pinatas around the house, instead of chandeliers. And so we realized.
She told her in an hour.
It wasn't missing. It was missing.
Okay.
And so she looks with me. She gives me the shake head, you know, the whole side eye. And hours, I go, you know what? It's going to pop up, I tell her. I know it's not outside the house. I had it yesterday. I just don't know where it is.
And then you said, enjoy this guacamole at the table.
You have to every time they play. Well,
it was noon, so, you know, that's when
almost
it plays.
Time for a siesta.
That's when it plays. So anyway, we're eating churros. And later I said, it'll pop up, you know, and then, you know, I come home, we do some errands, I look around the house.
Now, had you stopped looking by this? I mean,
yeah, I had
hardcore
stopped looking.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, when you lose something, you got to start over.
Yeah.
You got to say, you know what? I'm going to give it some hours.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't go to sleep. There's no world where I could.
Okay.
So it hits like 8:30, which is normally my sleep time. Stay up around 9:30. I said, you know where I think it might be? The shower. Because
what is wrong with you?
Well, there's no sombrero in the shower.
Yeah, there should be.
But there should be. But basically, sometimes I'll take it off because when I'm washing my head or I'll cut myself with the ring.
You hurt yourself
Rings
in the shower?
Are so hard for Jensen.
Wait, you hurt yourself in the shower?
I have, yeah. Well, look. This is the ring my wife got me for our wedding, and it's a little thick.
Oh, it does look razor sharp, too.
I mean, it's studded.
She shouldn't have put the spikes on it. But I took it off in the shower so it didn't cut me or anything, and then I found it.
what's happening?
And you found it in the shower. But so you thought, oh, it's in the shower. Yeah, you went there and it was there.
But I was sweating. I was nervous. Yeah. All day I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I had to pretend I wasn't thinking about it all day in front of my wife.
Sure.
Because I was like, I'll find it. Not a problem. Yeah, I did not.
I do that, but on a bigger scale. Like, it takes like, it'll show up. Mm-hmm. And then 5 days later, I find
5 days isn't so bad.
I mean, you found it in 8 hours.
That's true.
And you were freaking out before you went to bed.
Big time.
Speaking of wedding rings, Kevin,
it doesn't really matter. It's not about me. This is about Jensen, not me.
I know we don't have time to share all of your stories, but the one where you got off a plane one time and you'd lost your wedding ring and your pants. Do you remember any details about that one?
What?
And might I add my passport.
True story.
All of the above.
True story. What was going on that plane ride?
No idea.
Wow.
I know that they allowed me with a representative to go back on the plane and find the stuff, and I did.
But pants.
Pants.
Yeah.
Was it pants?
Changed into shorts. Of course. Changed into shorts.
Were you overserved in first class that trip or
something?
Honestly,
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but all of that did happen. Wedding ring, pants, and
passport.
Passport.
Gone. Wow.
That's how I work.
How many other times do you honestly reckon you lost your wedding ring?
I mean, it was annoying my finger. It was mm-hmm. always annoying.
Did so it I, cut you in the shower?
Yeah, I really got hurt in the shower. No, I would take it off that finger and I'd put it on my little finger and just sort of mess around with it. When you start doing that, you get all willy-nilly. There's no way to hold on to stuff.
You can't just wear a ring.
I went on Amazon. I was like, $8 to $10 rings. Let's see how much we can get. And I would order a mass amount of them.
Unreal.
I just put on another one.
Yeah, I feel
like... you're a whole different thing than I am. I'm way worse.
I got a bunch of the plastic, like the workout ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you don't hurt yourself when you're working?
When I shower, I wear that so that no one thinks I'm single in the shower.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Well, we have the whole mariachi band in the house. So, that I was able to wear.
Okay. We want to take some phone calls on this. If you lost your wedding ring or engagement ring, I guess, either are fine. 1-800-520-1067. That is the number to give us a call. My wife lost her engagement ring. It was not inexpensive.
Lost it for real? Like forever?
Oh, yeah. Lost it for real.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And forever, yeah. Back in the day, we were we'd only been married 2 or 3 years at the time. And the last time she remembered seeing it was when we were getting ready to go out. We went to see Sting at the Hollywood Bowl. You want to know how long ago it was? I went to see Sting at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's something.
And she just noticed later that night that her ring was missing. And she kind of couldn't remember coming home and taking it off or something. And it never turned up again. So whether she lost it at the show or lost it somewhere else, we don't know. But it was gonsies.
Good times.
So, Bean, you sleep with your wedding ring on?
Yes. I wear it 24/7.
Huh. Don't most people?
I don't know. I think most that sounds uncomfortable.
It's a ring. It's
honestly.
I
think it sounds constricting. I don't mean metaphorically.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe something else is going on.
No, I love being married. It's the best decision I've ever made. And
you are genuinely a happy person because of that.
The greatest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's in the house. I'm just like, I'm trying to relax, take that off. It's like,
can't relax with this ring on.
Maybe you need a more comfortable ring.
That might be the case.
You understand, it's not a ball and chain, right?
No,
you
know, I don't
it's
feel that
just
way.
Just a little piece of gold on your finger is all it is.
Yeah. I just, it's like unbuttoning. It's like the Al Bundy thing. It's like, I'm home, time to watch TV.
All right. Did you lose
your... Can we watch some telenovela?
Lose your ring or wedding ring or engagement ring. That's the topic on the table. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls are coming up next right here on K-Rock.
You could also text with us. Just ahead of Blink-182, let's take one phone call. You lost your wedding ring or your engagement ring. Let's go to Bree in Ontario. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
What's up? What happened?
So I was cooking and I was kneading dough, and I'm like Jensen, where when I get home, I like to take off all my jewelry and I get into my house clothes and I have a place where I put it. But since I didn't put it in that place and I just started cooking, I took it off and a week went by and I couldn't find it. And I finally asked my husband for help and we've been looking for it. It's still lost. So we just assumed that it got thrown away while he was cleaning.
Is it possible?
Oh, I like that you made a scenario where he threw it away.
It's his fault. Yeah.
It's always his fault.
Since you lost it maybe while cooking, is it possible you swallowed it in your food and it's just a matter of time before it's returned to you?
That's a great question, Bean.
No, it's not the too many tamales kind of situation. I saw my ring, I took it off, and I don't know if it slid under the microwave, and he just thought it was a bunch of crumbs because it was covered in the dough already.
I see. I got you.
I took it off mid-knead.
Well, okay. Bree, as a fellow Latina, I'm wishing you the best with your ring.
And last question for you, Bree. Do you guys consider that you are still legally married since you don't have your ring? Oh, geez.
Yes, of course. I'm actually terrible at wearing my ring because if I don't put it in my spot, I'll lose it. And I'm, you know, so we actually have matching wedding ring tattoos so that I can't.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That's the solution, Jensen. All right, thanks for the call. More calls coming up next after Blake. You can call or text 1-800-520-1067 on the topic. You lost your wedding or engagement ring from the 949. I lost my wedding ring for about 2 weeks, then found it when grabbing some coins out of the house change jar. Okay. From the 323, what is wrong with you guys? Why do you take your ring off? It's just a ring. I wear mine 24/7. That's some shade coming your way, Jensen.
A lot of tweets saying people do the same thing as me.
I doubt it. Okay, let's go back to the phones right now. Let's start with John. He's in Woodland Hills, Line 3. This is a crazy story.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
Tell us about the ring you lost.
So when my wife and I first got engaged, we were taking a mini road trip and stopped at a gas station for her to use the bathroom. She took it off, put it on the sink, washed her hands, got back in the car. We drove for about 15 minutes before she realized she had left it there. Oh. And so we turned around and had to find the right gas station and actually made it. And it was sitting right there, right on the sink.
Oh, oh thank God.
A roller coaster of a
luck out.
Yeah.
Luck out.
Yeah.
You told Ruben that the ring was 125 years old?
Yep. It's for my great grandmother. It was a setting that she had.
Same age as Ruben.
Gave one to my.
Ruben probably dated her. That was a happy, happy day when you turned around and found that. You're so lucky. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to Naomi, line 5. Looks like there was some drama built into this ring going missing.
Hey, Naomi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi there.
So my husband and we were married for about a month. My husband has a tendency that whenever he washes his hands, he would take off his wedding ring because he was not used to having his wedding ring on. It bothered him, so on and so forth. He gave me a lot of excuses. So one day, a month in, he tells me, I can't find my ring. I'm like, okay, I've told you to keep that sucker on. Now you're just going to have to go look for it.
You sound like a very chill bride.
Yeah, you know, he's definitely paying for it after 11 years of marriage. Yeah, so after a couple of hours, he couldn't find it. Later on, when we come back from work, I actually find it, but I don't tell him. He actually left it on the soaps dispenser. He put it right over the ring, so it kind of became a little bit cognito because it was a dark soap dispenser thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell him for about 24 hours afterwards, and he's like, I can't find my ring. I'm like, oh, I know where it is. It's in the bathroom where you left it, where you're washing your hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not thrilled with me.
I'm not thrilled with you.
None of us are thrilled with you. We're right. Team your husband.
Seriously.
Run quite a tight ship over there, Sergeant.
He should take that rig off for good. All right. Thank you for the call, Naomi. We appreciate that. Let's go. We kid, Naomi. We kid. Let's go to line 6, please. Chris is in Thousand Oaks. She has a crazy story about how her ring came back to her.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Allie.
Hey.
Hey, so this is my ring. We were out at Catalina Island. We'd been married for about 3 months at the time. And I'm out snorkeling. The wife's on the beach. The beach is packed full of people. I come out of the water. I realize the ring had slipped off my finger. And my wife just lays into me on the beach.
While
and
snorkeling.
I think everybody on, on the beach.
I'm sorry. I just want to clarify. You lost it while snorkeling. So it's in the ocean.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So I come up out of the water. My wife just lays into me on the beach. I think everybody on the beach heard. And probably about 10 minutes later, some kid found it at the bottom of the ocean and brought it back to me.
What?
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
What are the chances of that?
How are we finding so much positivity? We need to find someone who lost it and now thinks about it every day.
The bottom of the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah. So 20 years later, I still have the ring.
Did you give that kid a gift or something or a 20?
I couldn't get the $50 out of my wallet quick enough.
That's
awesome. Oh, look at that.
That's very sweet.
All right, there's a happy ending for you. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Let's go to line 8. Francisco is in Fontana. Say that 3 times fast. Francisco, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Well, I had been married about, like, maybe less than 2 months, and I lost my ring at work. And, like, I just literally, I've been married about close to, like, 15 years, mm-hmm. and I literally replaced it yesterday.
What?
Why so soon, Francisco?
Wait, what? What's the rush, man?
So 2 months into the marriage, you lost it, and you just replaced it.
15 years later.
What did you wear in the meanwhile?
Nothing.
Okay, what happened that made you decide this week you were going to replace it after so much time?
I was at the mall and I was walking by one of those kiosks where they sell the rings. I go, oh, I like that ring. I'm going to buy that one. So that was it.
Okay. You're the strangest person we've ever talked to.
It's so simple.
You rule, man.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call.
Hey, you know what? I like that.
Let's do one more. Let's try Serena. She's in Long Beach. How about losing ring on wedding night? This is line three, Kevin. Losing ring on wedding night. That's what your husband did, Serena?
He did, yes.
How does that even happen? I mean, when you're at the wedding and you get that ring on, it's the most special thing in the world, at least for a couple of hours, I would think.
Yeah, well, he wasn't used to wearing it yet and kept telling me, this feels really funny, it feels really funny. So we were at our after party and I looked down like, how does your ring feel? And he realized it's not on.
Oh, wow. And?
He realized after about an hour, he's like, retracing his steps, he knew he went and grabbed a beer in the ice chest and looked at the bottom of the ice chest and found it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
All right.
This is all so positive.
Right? Found it at the bottom of the ocean? Yeah. Found it in an ice chest?
It's amazing.
Yes, hey, it just slipped off his finger.
Are there any women, Serena and Allie, who have the excuse ready to go, oh, it's just uncomfortable. Oh, I'm just not used to wearing it? Because women seem to be able to keep theirs on.
I think the point is that women are used to wearing jewelry, whether it's a ring on other fingers. We're used to it. We are able to wash our hands and keep a ring on like a goddamn adult. Right. So it's hard for dudes that have never worn jewelry. I get that it could feel weird and you're not used to it. I get it.
All right.
And dudes, it brings up so many questions with your girlfriend.
If the list is wonky, there's going to be some hell to pay.
You've never heard the expression, don't shoot the messenger, man? I'm just the mailman delivering the mail, okay?
Well, no, you're the mailman that actually picks the mail.
Correct.
And decides whether or not he's going to distribute it.
Okay, it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes. We can get an update on some of the sound bites.
Sorry, you're cutting out.
Americans can't get enough of eating that perennial meal consisting of one or more types of food placed on or between two slices of bread. But what is their one true sandwich bay? The nonpartisan research organization...
Did you just use the word sandwich and bay?
I'm reading the thing. The nonpartisan research organization YouGov conducted a poll of 1,223 people asking which sandwich they liked the best. Are the most popular sandwiches in America?
All.
All is a great guess, Bugs, for you anyway. You'll just eat anything they put in front of you. But that is the topic on the table, you guys. And I'm not going to lie to you when I tell you there is one, at least for me, very particular surprise in this study. But we'll see what you think when we get to it. Kevin, as we always do, you are up first. You get a point for guessing one in the top 10.
Bananas and mayonnaise.
Oh, God. Boom. You know I love bananas and mayonnaise sandwiches. You know that, right?
I do know that, yeah.
I already have the top 15 here. No bananas and mayonnaise.
Ridiculous.
And the more popular bananas and peanut butter not listed here either, which is another great sandwich. All right, Muggs, you're up next.
Show me club.
Club sandwich is number 7.
Yes.
With 68% of those in the survey saying they liked a lot or liked the club sandwich. You are on the board, Miss Allie McKay.
This is a sandwich I have never had, but I know that people love it. Grilled mother effing cheese.
Number 1. The most popular sandwich in America with 79% of people saying, yeah, give me some grilled cheese.
Are they good?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Oh, luck out.
They're so, so good. Kevin, you're up next.
Spinach.
I'm sorry.
Just spinach?
Mm-hmm. Not on the list?
A spinach sandwich? No, I'm sorry. Okay. By the way, Allie, if you ever come visit me in New Orleans, there's a grilled cheese place called the Big Cheesy down the street from where I live. It's amazing. They have so many different kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches.
But you know what's going
to
happen.
So you just want me to sit on the toilet and eat it? Or?
I mean, at a hotel, hopefully. Hopefully that won't be my problem.
Not even allowed in his home.
Not after grilled cheese. All right, Muggs, you are on the board with 1 point. So far, you're tied with Allie, but you get a chance to go ahead here.
This was named after our phone screener when they invented it in 1865. The Reuben.
The Reuben is outside the top 10. It is on the list at number 14, though, with 48%. Not a bad guess, but not in the top 10. Allie.
The BLT.
Number six. Woo-hoo! Well done. Allie takes the lead, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
69% of recipients say yay to the BLT. Kevin.
Peanut butter.
Oh!
And jelly. Yeah.
Are you suddenly playing the game for real?
I can't think of any other bad sandwich.
Son of a...
All right. This is the controversial one to
what?
Me.
It's got to be.
That's it is. Not...
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It's number nine, though. Like, how is it down at number nine?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Who doesn't adore a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
That's one of my, if I was stuck on an island and I had to have one food for the rest of time, that's one of my choices.
It might be mine too, Kevin.
Not
if we're
bad.
On that island
Insane.
Together, I don't think we have to fight over this one because I'm down with PB&J. What flavor J, though? I'm grape.
You refer to it as J?
I'm grape. How about you?
I'm strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Okay.
You don't like the strawberry? I don't like the grape. We're good. That way we don't have to fight.
What if I threw in marmalade just to screw everyone?
All right, Muggs, your chance to tie. What do you got?
Let's go the tuna melt.
The tuna melt is number 11.
Come on.
If you're just joining us, we're playing Bean Makes Us Guess on America's Favorite Sandwiches. Allie has 2 points on the board and a chance to add to her lead.
What's the one where you dip it in the, like, au jus sauce? Yeah. Is that just like roast beef?
I think, well, I don't think I should say it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. We're playing a game here.
The one that you're thinking is number 15, though.
So. No, I'm thinking of a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, you want to say roast beef sandwich instead?
Yeah.
With 71% saying yes, number four.
Wow.
Dipping wasn't what I meant.
You were thinking of a French dip sandwich is what you were thinking of.
That's
number 50. But roast beef was a better answer. It was number four. You have 3 points to Kevin's one and Beer Mug's one. We're going to go around one more time. Kevin, your final guess.
Hamburger
is not a sandwich.
You have to say you have a...
Sorry to say.
You have, like, bread on the outside?
So is a hot dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Beer Mug, what's up?
No.
This is my favorite of all time. The corned beef.
Ooh.
Corned beef is, not on the list.
I quit. I leave. This
not
list
on
is
the
dumb.
List.
This list is terrible.
What do you mean you quit? You leave. This is the last.
This
that was
awful.
Your last guess anyway.
This is awful.
Okay.
Allie, you've already won, but just for fun, you want to pile on?
I can't decide between the pastrami or the Monte Cristo, but I will go pastrami.
I'm going to say no pastrami on the list.
Damn.
Here's your top 10 according to 1,223 Americans polled about their favorite sandwiches. Number 10, the pulled pork sandwich.
Oh,
I love that.
Okay.
Number 9, the peanut butter and jelly. Number 8 is a sandwich I am unfamiliar with. It is called the bacon sandwich.
Huh?
Bacon sandwich.
Anyone ever heard of a bacon sandwich?
It's just bacon.
Bacon on bread?
Yeah.
No.
I assume they put something else on it, too, but it's just a bacon sandwich. Number 7 is the club. Number 6 is the BLT. Number 5 is the good old-fashioned ham sandwich. Number 4 is roast beef. Number 3, turkey.
Oh, sure.
Turkey. That's great. And number 2, Ali, I bet you've had more of these than any other sandwich on the list here, is the grilled chicken. Grilled chicken sandwich.
Oh, I don't even
That's
think
a sandwich?
Of that as a sandwich.
So it's a hamburger then.
It's a very... No, it's
you
a
go
grilled...
to hell, you son of a bitch.
This has been Bean Mix's Guess.
Bean Mix's Guess, yeah.
Comedian Kevin Nealon is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, coming up just after 9 o'clock, and Cheers with Beer Mug is next, and it's...
I can't wait.
It's a keeper, this one.
I hear that he met one of the most interesting men in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
Question mark.
You sound very enthusiastic about it.
Is he better than this guy?
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
Might be that guy.
Oh, okay. Because I love that guy.
Might be that guy.
I love Cheers with Beer Mug. That's coming up next on K-Rock. Allie is here now. Time for another look into what's happening on a Wednesday.
Well, I got something for you, you guys. Modelo Especial, the official beer of the UFC, is throwing the ultimate UFC viewing party.
Yeah!
All right.
It is going down Saturday, August 17th at a secret location in downtown L.A. You're going to watch all the fights. You're going to meet some fighters doing meet and greets. There's going to be DJ sets, complimentary food and drinks.
I love it!
Are you kidding me with this? How about a pair of passes to the Modelo Especial Ultimate UFC viewing party on August 17th? You have to be 21 or older to win. So let's take callers 21, 22, and 23 at 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to have a great party to go to on August 17th.
Whoa! Standing! Whoa! Oh, man!
Right?
Oh, man!
Right?
Oh, man!
Right.
All right, you guys. The time has come. It's Tool's new music, the first studio material in 13 years, you guys.
That is what champions are made of.
It is the first song from Tool's new album that's out August 30th. It's the title track, Fear Inoculum. Here's the thing. It's 10 minutes long.
That is on brand for Tool.
The song is 10 minutes long.
Is it a bop?
I don't know. I haven't heard it. We're going to hear it for the first time together. Hit it.
Ooh. I'm not mad at it yet.
We got 9.5 more minutes.
It's Tool-y.
It's very Tool-y.
I got to be honest, it's good to hear rock music.
Yeah. Yes, according to Loudwire, the track is a classic slow burn from Tool, building to a big cathartic crescendo. And then it gets deep. He says, the song seems to address a rejection of fear and negativity from outside sources, despite it being injected into one's veins. Whoa, sir. All right.
It was it turned out to be a pretty big deal on Friday when Tool finally made their music available on digital streaming services for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised at how much of a splash it caused on Twitter and stuff.
A lot of Tool heads.
Tool heads.
A lot of Tool heads. A lot of people waiting for a long time to get their music without having to pay for it.
So Fear Inoculum will arrive on August 30th. By the way, there are 7 songs. 85 minutes.
All right.
I love them.
Yeah,
that's so Tool.
Well, they don't have a guy who edits, apparently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody who trims those things down.
Do you guys know what today is?
It's August 7th.
It is August 7th. But can you feel it?
Good one.
You guys, Beverly Hills 90210. Tonight.
We had about as smooth as a launch as Fox has been having for the show.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
I mean, it was. We're jumping on a bit.
It didn't go as planned as much, but.
Same with the show.
The 6-episode series stars Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Shannon Doherty, Brian Austin Green, and Gabrielle Carteris as
down,
themselves attempting to mount a revival of the teen soap. You guys, tonight on Fox.
So it's kind of an Inception thing where they're playing themselves trying to reboot a show that they already have rebooted because they're on it.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're acting like people don't understand what's coming. Everyone's kind of making it seem like, oh, you don't even understand. Like, when you watch it tonight, you're going to be blown away. I am going to watch, of course, because it's 90210.
Right.
And this was my jam growing up. We'll see how it goes.
And kind they should exciting. Be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed.
I don't know about
that,
sir.
We haven't seen it yet.
No.
I'm not excited.
Benefit of the doubt.
I read an article today that says, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's what Ian Ziering said. I was like, none of those people are funny to me.
Mm. Wow.
But this is not a sane person, folks.
What about you, Kevin? Excited about the 90210 reboot?
I mean, technically, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, in every other way, no.
So, you're on the fence.
I'm on no.
Okay, got it.
Hiya, folks.
Hiya, folks. Well, we talked about this. We took phone calls from married people because Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband were doing 3 or 4 days together, and then he would go to his house, and then they'd spend the rest of the week apart.
Perfect.
You know, just kind of leading an independent life. And according to
I'd say 99% of calls, everyone was like, that's the dream. People that had been married, were newlyweds up to 20 years, were saying, that sounds amazing. Except for Jensen, who's a newlywed. He said, why would you ever want to do that? That's crazy.
You wouldn't have to wear your wedding ring at all if you lived separately.
Well, there's an update to the story, you guys. Yep. Nearly a year after getting married, Gwyneth Paltrow thinks it's finally time to shack up with her husband, Brad Falchuk. She said, married life has been really good. We took a year to let everybody in the family take it in, let the dust settle, and now we're moving in together this month.
Wow.
So
they're going to get a divorce.
I mean,
this is step one.
I feel like, what's that saying? If it ain't broke.
Right, uh-huh.
But I guess they're doing it.
Hmm.
Right.
All right.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
I had no idea that this couple was back together, but now they're broken up again. Bella Hadid and The Weeknd have reportedly split up again. That's a year after reconciling.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Did you know they were back together?
I sure did not know.
I heard Gigi Hadid. I heard she went on a date
Bella.
With the... Oh. Never mind. Bye, guys.
You don't have to leave.
No, I have to leave. Because if I get the Hadid sisters, it's in my contract. If I get the Hadid sisters messed up, I
you're
have to.
Out?
Yeah, I have to take off completely.
Plus, you're so ashamed. I mean, how could you face this?
I'm going to get into plumbing. I'm not even going to be in entertainment. I have to leave.
I think it's okay, actually.
No, contractual.
Oh. All right, so they got back together. None of us knew about it, but it's okay. We don't have to deal with it because now they're broken up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So happy about it.
Yeah. It was all over Twitter yesterday, all over the entertainment shows. I was like, who knew they were back together? Apparently everyone, but everyone okay, in this
us.
Room. Yeah. If you're down in Irvine, you're soon to see robots roaming the streets.
I would like to see it.
It is all thanks to Amazon. They look like little blue coolers, and Amazon is testing self-driving robots for package delivery. The company says that the robots are programmed to avoid crashing into pedestrians or cars, but a human will be accompanying them during this trial period.
What?
Those are robots. Its name is Scout, which is kind of cute. But do we need that?
I don't think we do.
I don't think we do either.
I don't. I mean, especially if you have a person accompanying the robot, just have the person carry the package.
Well, this is just during the trial period until mm-hmm. they, smooth out all the kinks.
What?
And I also feel like there's no way if it goes through the trial period and then it's just robots on their own that people won't just start rolling the robots and stealing the stuff.
Totally my thoughts.
Yeah. You open some guy's basement, he's got hundreds of those robots.
Hundreds of Scouts, and then he steals everything in them and resells them.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't going to end well for Scout.
I mean, now you get your stuff stolen before it even gets to your porch.
Right, like two streets away.
Right.
Unbelievable.
At least you don't have the hope of actually seeing the package at any point. So it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts less. No hope.
I understand that there are...
No hope gives you a much better
hurts
feeling.
A lot less.
Yeah.
There are a lot of industries where automation makes sense, an assembly line or something like that, mm-hmm. where the machine can do the work of a human.
Where they take jobs from humans. That does better, yeah.
But I'm saying there are places where it makes sense. Yeah. I don't know that this is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, calm your teas with
drone
delivery, with robot delivery. I think humans are doing all right.
The drone one was my favorite. They were just going to drop them on people.
guys, Amazon, don't they have a deal where you could, give the delivery person your key and they just drop it off?
Yeah.
That's awful. That's a stupid idea.
They replaced, didn't they, sort of replace that, the next day because it...
They also changed it to a garage,
yes.
So you can have it in your garage. But also, aren't there services, and maybe Amazon is one, where they'll put it in the trunk of your car as well? Which is all of this.
While you're driving. It's a guy that runs really fast. Slow down! I have a package!
Look, just have a guy bring it to my house and leave it at my door. That's all I'm asking.
I mean, what's going to happen to porn?
Right.
Right? Wait, all of a sudden, it's always a delivery guy, a pizza guy, whatever. All of a sudden, it's like a drone.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not nearly as sexy.
Not a good storyline.
You're right.
No one wants Scout coming to your door.
Nope.
You're like, ooh, boy, am I going to bone this little cooler. It just
got weird here, guys.
Let's think about porn.
Very.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Michael Shannon, Charlize Theron, David Duchovny, Mike Trout, and Tobin.
If you're just waking up, just joining us here on the Kevin Beach Show this morning, thank you and welcome. But where the hell have you been? You got to check out the podcast from today, wherever you get your podcast, because we did a topic earlier about losing your wedding ring. Listen to this, you guys, from Instagram. My brother-in-law lost his ring on his wedding night. Showing off his ring, talking about how expensive it was, the fancy material it was made of, making sparks when it struck a metal pole. Well, karma got him for bragging. He got so drunk at the after party that he lost it while puking his brains out at a Del Taco.
Oh, such a beautiful story.
So romantic. Wow.
I love any wedding night that ends up in a Del Taco, agreed, by the way. He woke up the next morning with the worst hangover, no ring, and a pissed off wife. Good imagine times. That guy bragging about that ring to everybody at his wedding and then losing it like 2 hours later.
We talked to a dude who lost it in the ocean and a kid found it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Everyone found out how weird I am.
Yeah.
Well, definitely check that out on the Kevin Bean podcast. You can get it at radio.com or wherever you get yours.
It's time for Cheers with Mugs.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
Where's your watering hole, Mugsy?
My watering hole is O'Grady's Bar in Granada Hills.
I may start drinking just to hang out with you and your friends. This sounds like a
come
blast.
On down. This one, I think you'll like a lot. Might want to start drinking.
Do some karaoke with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the topic?
Topic on the bar this week. Everybody has a bucket list, right? Mine, not many people know, is I need to visit every major league ballpark before I die because I'm a humongous baseball fan.
A lot of people have done that. It's a lot of fun.
And let's face it, life isn't really looking too hopeful nowadays. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. So I wanted to ask the drunkards of O'Grady's what their number one bucket list item would be in this edition of Cheers with Beer Mug.
What's your ultimate bucket list item?
The what?
Your ultimate bucket list item. Scenario. Besides jumping out of an airplane? Yeah, besides jumping out of an airplane.
Why besides?
They made a movie about that.
Let me come back to you.
Mugs is already tired of him. Listen, dude, I'm going to let you regroup. I'm going to go talk to some other people, then I'll come back and hang out with you.
Why wasn't jumping out of an airplane enough for you guys?
I don't know.
That's besides a bucket
that,
list item.
Insane. Odd.
Let me come back to you.
Well, I like to... I go back to Denmark.
I'll come back to you.
Cliff dive in Ireland.
I like that. I would throw like drinking a beer into the mix for me. I through 23andMe, my parents did it, and I just found out that like I'm like 7% Irish.
7% Irish.
I knew I was.
Yes.
Do you think you and Allie are related?
Possible.
Yeah, possible. Welcome to the club.
I got a little red in my beard. You see that?
That I do.
Ketchup.
That I do.
Oh yeah, I'm Ginge.
When I win the lotto, I'm gonna take a on my boss's desk.
Chase, what's your number one bucket list?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wait a minute.
What's on your bucket list?
Oh, man.
No.
I love it. This is on her bucket list.
Hold on.
Wait, does she...
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like with George Clooney, right?
Wait, does she mean...
Shall we
because
continue?
Because it's in a bucket?
Oh, no.
Shall we continue?
Yes. Let's get your bucket list.
We don't get to the bottom of this bucket. We don't.
You've never had it?
Not yet.
She's never had KFC. That's on her bucket list. And I don't think she's making a play on words.
Oh, my God.
I think she thinks a bucket list is things she wants to eat in a
maybe
bucket.
I
think so, too.
Maybe she misunderstood the question.
I do. She might be my new favorite character on the most.
Wow.
Get one of those really nice resorts at the Maldives.
Go diving. Can you go diving in the Maldives?
I think so, with some sharks. I wouldn't do that though.
You don't like sharks?
No, I'm good.
The Maldives.
Yep.
Before you die, sir, what's the one thing you want to do in this life?
Be happy in the rest of my life.
You just want to be happy.
Just to be happy.
I like that, sir. You know what? That's the most real answer I heard tonight. God bless you.
Just to be happy, and who knows what's going to be tomorrow. Be happy today.
To be able to win the Guinness Book of World Records for drinking the most beers.
Money!
Dilly Dilly!
Stop right there. How is Monty not already in the Guinness Book of World Records for
drinking
the most
beers? That's a great question.
I know.
He just hasn't been keeping track. That's all.
I really want to skydive naked, like really badly. Like, I've gone skydiving a few times, but I really want to do it naked. I think it would be hilarious. And my boobs would probably do a weird thing. I'm sure.
You literally brought me to my next question.
Big boobs, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I'm aware that my are huge. I know what's going to happen. I want to see it happen. Will they hit me in the face? Will I tandem? What if I tandem? What if they hit them in the face?
By the way, tandem, a guy's behind you.
Yeah.
What are your boobs going to have to do to hit him in the face?
They're huge, apparently.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
I thought about this.
Looks like I need to go get my skydiving instructor's license.
Hey!
No.
Because her boobs.
Right. And then it hit me in the face.
See, I get it. That's funny.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
The terrific actor, I think underrated actor, and great comedian Kevin Nealon is going to be joining us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him at the Irvine Improv for four big shows this weekend. Tickets are on sale now, but it's always a lot of fun when he comes by. He's never invited us to hike with him, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't think we're celebrities.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss all of that coming up with Kevin Nealon. First, though, one thing we've learned about doing this show for as long as we have is that, honestly, people are dumb.
Dumb.
An Ohio man accused of robbing a bank was caught by police last week after he made a pretty unfortunate mistake. Here's the report.
When the teller took the note and looked at it and looked at the other side, she saw his name. He had used a note that he had used earlier at the BMV, and it had his name on it.
That's right. When 54-year-old Michael Harrell of Cleveland walked into the U.S. Bank at East 79th and Euclid on Monday morning, he wrote the note on the back of a document from the Ohio BMV, complete with his name and address.
That's their DMV. He filled it all out, and then he used the other side of it as a ransom note.
Investigators say the teller was so stunned that she even referred to him as Michael when she handed him the money.
You know, Michael.
She then called 911 when he left the bank and told police about the note that provided all of his personal information.
So now we're being critical of a guy who doesn't want to waste paper, right?
Yeah.
He's using both sides, right. Which is what you should be doing.
I mean, but it had his name and address, and he was robbing a bank. So I think in that case, maybe you don't save paper.
Yeah, maybe you're right on this one.
An Amazon delivery driver stole a Texas couple's dog and tried to sell it online.
Oh, no.
This monster.
Police say an Amazon delivery driver was fired and arrested after police say she stole a dog from the front of a Texas couple's home and attempted to sell it online. This is weird. 22-year-old Micah Wade was, on July 5th, was making deliveries as a contract driver for Amazon. She spotted the dog. It's a Dachshund, is that how you say it?
Uh-huh, a little wiener dog.
A 2-year-old wiener dog named RJ had darted out of his home as his owners opened the door to go to the grocery store. So they were leaving the house, mm-hmm. and the dog ran out ahead of them.
Okay.
She grabbed the dog and sped away with it.
In full view of them.
Yes!
Oh, dear.
She took the dog. She later turned RJ over to investigators who returned the dog to its original owners. An ad for RJ was located on Craigslist. Simply said, small dog, $100.
Don't know what kind or the name. I left in a hurry.
Small dog. I have no more details. Florida man pulls gun on delivery men for being late. I mean, we've all felt like this, right?
Yeah, we get it.
I relate.
Authorities say a 55-year-old Florida man pulled a gun on a late-arriving furniture delivery team, saying he's, quote, shot people for less.
Oh, dear.
Look, if the window is 1 to 5 and you're sitting there and it's like a quarter past 5, 5:30 even...
You're good with
the gun? I think you show them what's up.
Sheriff's investigators say Mitchell Helton is charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault. He was arrested on August 3rd of last year after the delivery team called the sheriff's officer at his home. The guy pulled the gun, and the guys literally talked him down. Listen, you can make a complaint about us being late. Here's how to do it. And he gave him the information on how to do it. The guy went to make a complaint, and they called the cops.
Wow.
He ever fake a Yelp review?
He did not. Oh, okay. He's not that crazy.
That's a psychopath. Yeah.
With a fake email address?
Ex-model fugitive sends a picture to replace the unflattering police mugshot. This happened in England. Your people, B.
Okay.
Man was unhappy with the mugshot police provided to the media after he failed to appear in court, so he sent them a selfie. His name is Stephen Murphy, 33, from Lincolnshire, England. He is expected to face criminal damage charges in court on July 9th, but he didn't show up, so the police released his mugshot to the media. So he wrote into them and he said, look, that's not a good picture of me. I'm going to send you a better, because he's a male model.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to send you a better picture of me. And if you, and he said, and if you get my name right and don't put the worst picture of me up there, it would help you. Post this. It's better for you.
I love how proactive he is. And by the way, mugshots rarely are the most flattering pictures you've ever had.
Correct.
And I will say, as I point out often, this is a good time to remind you to always have a photo you approve of that your family knows about in case you ever go missing. The worst thing, man, is if you're lost on a hike and then they put some crappy blurry shot of you from 20 years ago on the TV. Nobody wants that. You want to look your best.
That is the worst
thing. Do you want to look your best when you're missing?
Well, yes, because you don't want a terrible... Well, Kevin, would you want them to put a picture of you when you were fat? Not that you were ever fat, but I'm saying in general.
I've given up on looking good in pictures.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, if you're lost, that's the least of your worries.
Allie, don't you think you ought to have photo control over the picture that the media releases to if you're missing?
I have had this conversation with Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline about what he will say. I don't want to be the one that lit up a room. I've got this all planned out. Wow. We're good.
I've always wanted to be the one where they say, oh, we did see this coming.
The neighbors were like, oh, he was a dick.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
There was one last part of this story. Murphy's story hit the newspapers, and he made several posts antagonizing the police. One of them, he was shadowboxing really fast, and he said, you might want to put a warrant out for speeding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to dig this guy.
Turn me around on him, too. And finally, a Brazilian gang leader dresses up as his daughter in bid to escape prison.
Crazy.
Maybe you have seen this story. Brazilian gang leader Clavino da Silva, also known as Shorty, the leader of the Red Command, one of the most powerful criminal groups in Brazil that controls the drug trafficking, tried to escape from prison in Rio de Janeiro by dressing up as his daughter. Here's the story.
A former leader of one of Brazil's most powerful gangs was caught trying to sneak out of prison in his daughter's outfit after she paid him a visit. Clavinho da Silva, also known as Shorty, is in prison for what authorities say is his leadership role in the Red Command, one of Brazil's most powerful criminal gangs that ran drug trafficking in most of Rio de Janeiro. Officials say they saw someone dressed as da Silva's 19-year-old daughter trying to leave the prison, but said the nervousness displayed by that person made them suspicious.
And the mustache.
He would have made it if he didn't. This guy went the whole way.
Latex mask, really? Everything.
Yes. Latex mask, hair, glasses, yeah. A bra,
I imagine just like a sundress and pigtails, but everything else is him.
This dude brought in Rick Baker. I mean, he did everything he could to get the look.
It's basically a Dirty Grandpa or whatever. It's like a full do-over.
Prison officials then realized it was Shorty in a silicone mask, a wig, and wearing a pink shirt with tight jeans. Authorities believe that Da Silva's plan was to leave his daughter inside the jail. Police are investigating the teenager's involvement in the attempted escape to see if she was an accomplice. According to officials, Da Silva has been transferred to a maximum security prison and will face disciplinary sanctions.
He was in for 25 years and said, you know what? Oldest daughter, you're going to serve this for me.
But she was clearly an accomplice, too. Somebody had to bring him all of those clothes and everything,
see,
right?
And the latex mask, everything.
I felt like he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then went to the bathroom and then left in her clothes. And she was like, what?
I don't think, Kevin, I don't know this. By the way, he has committed suicide since this story.
Oh,
so he's not going to serve his 20 years.
But I'm fine with that. We should keep laughing, though.
I think that he thought his daughter would be able to say, look, I didn't do anything wrong. Just let me go.
And then she would let go.
Yeah, then she would let go, and then they'd be reunited on the outside.
But apparently they were searching for her. They were searching for everybody else that had visited him to see who brought in the latex mask and the wig and the glasses and everything else.
Well, I'm excited to see the trial.
Oh, about that.
Turns out he's dead.
Oh, okay, no trial. Yeah.
Kevin Nealon is here.
Yes.
Awesome.
What's better than one, Kevin? Two.
No one's ever said that.
You're right.
What would be better is swapping out one Kevin for a better Kevin.
I will agree he's a better Kevin. I'm with
you. By the way, Kevin Nealon is in the office with Dave right now watching the Ocho, and apparently he is very into the dodge juggling.
Dodge juggling is the best thing I've ever seen.
Now, how does that work?
What's Each team has a juggler at the back of the wall, and then he's got a team in front of him that blocks the balls from hitting him.
Wow.
And then the other team has a juggler, and so they're throwing balls at each other trying to throw out the juggler. It's
unbelievable.
It's like you were drinking and high and came up with a sport.
That's a fever dream.
It's the whole day. The whole day is the Ocho, and it's awesome.
Kevin Nealon says he can juggle, too, by the way.
What?
That makes sense. He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of skills. He can hike, he can tell jokes, and now we know he can juggle. He'll be joining us right after 9 o'clock. Ali is here now. Time for What's Happening.
This is really interesting, you guys. Something special is going on in late-night television this Thursday. The six biggest shows are all scheduled to feature a special or surprise guest.
Whoa.
So that's The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Late Late Show with James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Conan.
Now, this is crazy. I mean, it's not uncommon for, like, the Sunday morning political shows to have a guest on who just hustles around from show to show.
Right.
But usually there's a fair amount of competition in late night.
Yeah.
Where you try to not have them do the other shows.
So they're wondering, people are wondering, well, who is it? Who can command that much star power that everybody wants to get you on? So some people thought, well, is it Trump? And then I looked at that list, and I'm like, Jimmy is not having Trump on.
Yeah.
James Corden. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Who? I have a guess.
Okay. I have a guess also.
All right.
Detective Pikachu.
It's Pikachu. No.
Wait, I have a question before I get my guess in, because I need to know this answer. Mm-hmm. Is it for sure the same person?
That's the question, too.
Because, so we don't even know that.
But people are saying that it is the same person because there's never been just a special guest listed on all those shows at the same night.
Can I guess?
No, hold on. What else could it be, Jensen, besides the same person? What do you mean? What's the alternate?
The cast of Friends. So one member,
I see multiple people.
How dare you?
Because they're doing so much press.
Oh,
like it's because you know they announced their Lego set yesterday, and there's
so everybody would get a different friend.
Yes.
Oh, that would delight Kevin.
That actually makes pretty good sense.
That's a great guess
because they're going to have to do either a satellite or a taped piece with the West Coast shows or the East Coast shows because you can't be in the same place at the same time.
And them doing press for Friends would be massive because they don't, like, they haven't really addressed, you know, they'll do it one question in a presser, but never, that's like, a whole thing about it.
Is it too late for
Bean Touch My Peen?
I don't think it is Bean Touch My Peen.
But I do think that if it's not the cast of Friends, it's probably...
who could it be if it's not
Sancho Panza.
Oh, what a get.
Yeah.
Could it be
the Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Winston Churchill?
That would be a coup if it was him.
How about
Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, that would be all six?
Yes.
Oh, if we're guessing just one person, then let me
Salim Abu Aziz.
I don't know who these people are.
But do you know who
Touchy McDougal
is?
Oh, I mean that makes sense. Is that not Bill O'Reilly?
That is Touchy McDougal. Okay.
Sam Anderson.
So
no, you'd be odd, right?
You don't have an answer for us, Ali.
I don't know.
Oh, right? You don't know.
I don't. But the other big speculation is Rihanna to announce her next album.
Yeah.
So the report is from different outlets that a big female singer who booked the spots led for some to believe it's Rihanna. Who do you think?
Christopher Cross.
Not a big female singer. Mm-hmm.
Then never mind.
All right, but what about
supersized model Monica?
It would be a get. Really would. Supersized model Monica. All right, so long story short, we don't know. We will find out. On Thursday.
I tell you what we do know is that Kevin Nealon feels like he's wasting his time right now, right?
What am I doing here?
Sitting in the other room.
He's in there watching.
While we do
Dodge
the nonsense
juggling.
In here.
He's very happy.
Why?
Well, because it's a great show. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some birthdays. Mike Trout, David Duchovny, Charlize Theron, Michael Shannon, and the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tobin Bell, who sat right here, just right across from Kevin. Kevin's world-renowned, if you will, for hanging up on people on the phone.
I mean, most of the time they're done.
But to witness it with someone sitting in the studio and Kevin deciding, they're finished, let's go to commercial, was something to behold. Here it is with the commercial.
Tobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for your time.
Happy week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
Come on, thank you very much.
Again, the man is 5 feet from Kevin's face. Yeah. He still sees his mouth moving. And then when we actually isolated it and took the commercial out, that's when our hearts broke because this man loves radio so much, and it was an honor for him to be at a radio station.
Take it easy.
Hit it.
It is what he said. Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
Oh. He did love radio. And
did.
Man.
Did before. Used to. Formerly, yeah.
That one's on me.
Is it?
I'm taking full responsibility.
I thought it was poor man who loves being on radio's fault.
Happy birthday, Tobin Bell.
Kevin and Bean on Radio 30 years on the morning show. K-Rock, all this time they still blow so bad, it's criminal.
Sounds like somebody with sore grapes. Is that what you have?
A lot of people have sour grapes.
Can we have your extra hose?
Hose. That's hose.
Hose. Oh, hose?
Oh, yeah. Can we have your extra
hose? You forgot
hose?
The E. Yeah. H-O-E-S.
There you go. So you are dumb guys. Really, really dumb guys. Talk for a living guys. How are you employed guys?
Monday morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We'll be...
I'm on this Zerp is what I'm on.
You are dumb, guys.
I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah. I don't understand the question. You have a new special coming out this week called Oh, Come On. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to tell us about? I watched it last night, and it's hilarious.
It's great.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait for other people to see it.
That was interesting.
What I should say.
Freudian slip.
Would you have ever expected after the Key and Peele...
What?
After the Key and Peele years, that Jordan Peele would go off to...
Key and Peele years.
What did I say?
Key and Pee?
Oh, no.
So you are dumb, guys. Really, really dumb, guys. Talk for a living, guys. How are you employed, guys?
He's in Suicide Squad 2, by the way.
You are dumb, guys.
Nutsacks.
But I think there is some sunshine at the end of this this rainbow. Where do you put the sunshine? Is it at the end of the tunnel? Where does it go?
Plus, world's... Worst first dates. What's happening?
As Saturday Night Live
Saturday Night Live put it so well
during the weekend update on Saturday night, which is when that show airs.
We are good at bad. I'll give us that.
Speaking of sports, we're going to talk to the Dodgers manager, Don Mattingly.
Try not to call him Dong when we get him on. We're talking about The Walking Dead, which returns on AMC this Sunday night.
Nope. A week from Sunday.
I apologize.
October 14th.
On AMC. We're going to have David Morrissey in next hour, who plays the governor.
Who's
a new...
What the hell's wrong with you?
He's got issues.
All right, we're going to play a lullaby version of a Red Hot Pill...
Helicopters.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the world, whatever it is.
Quality broadcasting right there.
Look, we do good work.
Yeah, forget you heard any of that, and instead think about how cool is Kevin Nealon back on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
You're right.
What's up, my friend?
It's all good, brother. It's all good.
Good to see you.
I always love coming here because... Well, Kevin's here, and you're somewhere else in Etherland.
But we got Jensen, we got Allie, it's a party, right?
Oh, it is good. It is good. Party. You guys have been doing this for so long now, 39
too long.
Years.
Some would say too long.
And someone told me an induction into the Hall of Fame for radio.
Radio Hall of Fame, up. That's right.
Congratulations.
You don't have to bring that up, but thank you.
But there's also still time for them to change their mind on that and pull it, too. You know,
we're trying to make that happen.
What's the award have you won an award that you are proud of, Kevin?
Other than Little League.
You know what? I think I've never won an award.
What?
Oh, come on. You must have been best show on the strip or something at some point, right?
No awards. And plus, I wouldn't accept any. You know, I'm not the kind of person, you know. I don't, just being nominated is not enough for me either.
I see. You need to win.
You need to win and not show up, both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, you've never even shared an SNL Emmy?
I think I was nominated for an Emmy. Maybe I did win one, a group thing, but I don't remember.
I feel like your memory's as good as mine, and that's not great.
You know, I have a lot of like a crystal at home from different like fun, you know, like people thanking me for doing things. But I don't consider those trophies or awards.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
All right, how about non-show business? You ever won like a bowling trophy or a swimming trophy or anything like that?
Nothing.
Wow.
Maybe drop it, man. Because like right? You're starting to really push it on him.
My son, though, has about 20 trophies because everybody gets a trophy now when you're in school.
That's true. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, just for showing up.
That's how it should be in Hollywood, too. Not one person winning the Oscar. Everybody.
Everybody. It's a lot of Oscars and a lot of speeches, though, Kevin.
It is.
Kevin Nealon, by the way, is not only one of the stars of the very popular CBS show Man with a Plan, which I always want to call Man Without a Plan for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, that's more like it, yeah.
He is going to be at the Irvine Improv for four big shows this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale now at improv.com. Great, great live show. And you are soon to be coming back with season three of your phenomenal Hiking with Kevin show. Have you figured out how many miles you've hiked in the filming of this show?
No, I haven't, but I've done, let's see, 62. I've done about 77 hikes so far.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, and the shortest one lasts about an hour and 10 minutes. So
why are you always out of breath then? At the beginning of it,
I wonder that too.
At the very beginning, you're out of breath.
You know why that is? Because it's really the end of the hike, and I'm doing the intros.
Hollywood magic.
That's a lie.
Here's what it is. I've done the hike, and then I walk the person to their car. I thank them, and then I have to go all the way back to the trail and do the intros and the outros.
Seems like a bad plan. But okay.
Yeah, I want to start doing it in a studio.
Mm-hmm. Were you a big hiker and that's why you did the show, or did you have to start hiking because you came up with a great idea of a different way to interview celebrities?
Well, first of all, good question. Thank you. I used to, I always liked hiking in the canyons around L.A., you know, because it's a nice kind of form of exercise. And meditation, first and foremost, for me, that's where I kind of do a lot of thinking and writing when I'm on the trail.
And it's very picturesque as well.
It is picturesque.
You find beautiful places to walk, man. You really do.
Yeah.
More than I would have expected in Southern California. I just don't know the hiking situation.
I didn't either for a long time. I lived here for a long time. And then all of a sudden I started this hiking thing and I started discovering all these trails, beautiful trails with great views. And a lot of rattlesnakes, too, by the way, in the summer.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for me, it is a meditation thing. And I also noticed that when people walk by me, the conversations they were having was pretty revealing and personal, you know, and I think that brings it out in people when they're hiking outside, you know, it becomes, because they're not looking at you in the eye and there's no audience and it's kind of like a, therapy for a lot of people.
Is it hard? Have you had celebrities go, you know what, I'm not into hiking. Literally, I don't want to do it because I don't want to hike.
Like Larry Flint, somebody like that, you might have asked.
Oh, my gosh.
You did not say that. Yeah, some people for sure. Like, you know, it took me a while to get David Spade to go hiking because he only wanted flat. And so I found a trail that was flat.
They put
flat
regulations on it for you.
Yeah.
I'll walk around the parking lot at Target for you, but that's about it. I'm not going up a hill.
That's right. Someone wanted to walk through Beverly Hills just in the flat. I said, okay, but can I have people holding bushes behind you as we're walking?
Got to keep up the theme, of course.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, Spade was complaining because there was like a 1% grade on part of the hike.
You know,
a little bit of an incline.
That can be rough.
Yeah. But for the most part, people, you know, they like to walk and hike.
I feel like you're in better shape than anyone you walk with, though.
I think the opposite, Bean. I think I'm always huffing and puffing. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because I'm carrying the equipment and, you know, I'm talking a lot. And it's tough when you're going up hills. Yeah. Most of the hikes now aren't that difficult as they were in the beginning. The first year, I was like hiking up, you know, really like inclines. But I
that's
noticed
the year you did Everest, right?
That's right. I noticed though from watching the videos that you can't really tell how steep a hill is when you're on the video.
So why do it?
So why go on a steep incline?
Smart.
The one with Conan worried me because I was so worried about sunscreen and everything. The man shouldn't be out there.
No, he is whiter than a lighter shade of pale. He's just really, and he told me about how he used to get burned as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd be on an aluminum boat with no sunblock on, and he would just fry.
That's just bad parenting. You
could hear, why would that happen?
You could hear the blisters crackling on him as you're walking. Wow.
That's not what
he's
you
like
want.
Like an egg.
Yeah, it's like a frying pan. Yeah.
One of the episodes, and by the way, this if you don't know, this Hiking with Kevin show is a YouTube series, two seasons gone, and you put up a phenomenal sizzler trail of kind of a montage of your season two guests, which is just so great.
Thank you.
You revealed at one point, and I forgive me, Kevin Nealon, for not remembering who you showed it to, but the thing that you were wearing on a necklace around your neck while you were hiking.
Yes. That was an urn that contained part of Gary Shandling. Gary Shandling was a friend of mine, and he died.
Yeah, I know you were very close. Yeah. And is that something you wear often to have him with you?
Not often, but I do like wearing it once in a while.
It's very sweet.
Sometimes when I go to an open house, I'll wear it because we used to love to go to open houses together.
You know,
with them. Yeah. Gary loved houses. He loved architecture and homes.
No thought of buying, just wanted to look.
Well, it excited him because he was always looking to transform his house that he lived in. He was never happy with his house.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a runner for him that he never finished construction on things, right?
Yeah, I would joke. I would say, you know, Gary has this beautiful home in this park-like setting, beautiful views of the ocean, and it's just so comfortable. Yet that was his albatross.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't that
home.
Something?
Wow.
Yeah. That's so very sweet that you obviously still mourn him and miss him, but remember him so fondly with that. With that urn. Are you part of are you involved in the Judd Apatow book that's coming out on Gary?
I was in the documentary.
I remember that, yeah.
The Zen of Gary Shandling or something like that. But I don't know the book. Is it about the
same
thing?
It's on pre-order right now. I mean I don't know. I'm sure it'll cover a lot of the same ground.
If it's already up for pre-order.
I'm sure it'll cover a lot of the same ground though.
But, yeah. I don't know if he's just transcribing the documentary.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Quickly writing it down at home.
Yeah.
Quick break. Kevin Nealon is here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, among other things, the Irvine Improv shows. And I understand you are doing a bunch of new material right now, right? That's a great time to see you.
That's right. I'm working on a new special. You know, a lot of comics come out with a special like once a year.
Right.
Because they're at the clubs every night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a family. And so I'm not out there every night. So it takes a little bit longer for me.
You got all that hiking to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I looked at my last special because I was trying to figure out when was the last time I did a special. It was like 7 years ago.
Really?
And wow. I barely have enough for a new special now.
You got to get out
after
there
7 years.
But those can you believe we have a black president jokes really hold up, though, right?
They really do. They really, really
Improv.com do. Improv.com/Irvine to buy your tickets Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's shows more with Kevin in a moment on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Okay.
Choice. That was over.
That's a choice.
It was done.
What are you going to do? Kevin Nealon, hi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No, go ahead.
You've been all over the most beautiful spots in Europe recently.
I have been.
I've been so jealous seeing the stuff that you've been posting on your social media.
Oh, man. What a great trip that was.
Were you touring or was this vacation?
It was vacation. Yeah.
You ever put them together? Do some dates so that you can call it work?
Sometimes, but not this time. You know, it was a couple days in Paris. And then, I don't know if you get these pamphlets, like, for cruises. Like, they send them junk mail. You know, they're always on our counter from Viking Cruise or, you know, and we always just throw them right away. For years, we've been getting them. And then a couple years ago, my wife and I were trying to think of where to go on vacation. And
we looked down.
As we were digging through the trash. We found one of these. And we thought, how do we try one of these cruises? You know, it's a riverboat cruise.
Yeah.
So it's not like a big cruise ship out. And it's like a two level thing and not that many people. And so we've been taking these cruises like every year. And it's been kind of
really?
Easy and
every
fun.
Every year?
Well, yeah, for the last couple of years. And this summer we went. And usually we do it in the winter. So you see the Christmas markets, and I've never been that type of person, you know. But it's really easy. You just unload your stuff on the boat. You don't have to unpack, and you just watch the cities go by.
They feed you like a whale, man. They just shovel it in.
Oh my God! And there's like more staff than there are passengers, so they're hovering over you as you're eating. And if you put your fork down for a second, they'll rush over and straighten it. You know, they'll tuck the napkin into your shirt, and they'll even hold your arm and help you feed yourself.
Very nice. When sounds, you start getting full.
It sounds like a retirement
It does.
Home.
Maybe it is.
Who's more different than me than a man that loves hiking and cruises? Those are my two no-nos because of murder.
She thinks she'll be killed.
Yeah, because of murder.
On push cruises, people over the cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Not on a river.
Not on a river.
Maybe.
Probably
not.
Not
as easy.
Yeah, not as easy. Well, I think that's an unfound fear. Has it happened before? Have you been killed before?
I have, twice. I don't like to talk about it. Wonderful question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know, what I do, the hiking thing, it's not like a serious thing. I have sneakers I wear. It's not like even hiking boots. You know, so it's more like a walk slash hiking.
Still, though, killed.
You could get killed.
I mean, it's possible.
By the way,
Allie, it's very possible.
I used to hike in Malibu. At the Malibu State Park. Mm-hmm. I did a few hikes up there. And then I think last summer, there was like, they were finding bodies up there. There was a killer.
Yeah, there was a murder that killed a dad in front of his kids. And
yeah.
About
oh,
camping,
yeah.
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 It's
yeah.
got dark.
So, you know,
where were you during that time?
Look, nothing is safe.
When I was younger, I went on a cruise to Alaska and I didn't have any idea that it had to be 85 and older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone was 85 and older, and I was just right. like, this is not my crew.
Did you think you were going to be, like, meeting women and what, hanging
yeah,
out?
I was just like, oh, this is going to be the best. And right. then it was like bingo at 5 p.m. That's all that mattered. This is the wrong cruise for me.
You know what would be a great cruise would be one of those things, like a barge they take through the south of France or, you know, through the Bordeaux area, an mm-hmm. old barge where there's only, like, maybe 6 people on the boat. That sounds like it would be fun.
Okay.
I think that's called a canoe, Kevin.
I mean, what a great place for murder, huh?
what countries did you go through this most recent trip?
Good question. I went through, this is the Eastern Bloc.
It doesn't
block.
Count if everything's a good question.
and thank you for asking me that. It was Serbia. It was Croatia.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Austria. And it was Hungary.
Remember, you are under oath.
That sounds amazing.
I swear to God, it was all those places. And it was really interesting. Croatia, you know, because they were just in war from 1991 to 90, I don't know, 8 or something like that. And so you could still see bullet holes in the plaster on some of the homes.
That sounds like a party.
It was.
Do you ever get recognized there?
A couple of times I did. Here's the funny story. I was in Austin doing a radio show with a friend of mine. You know, you go to the same radio stations all the time. It gets kind of boring. And I go to see my buddy down there. He's got a radio station. And we go out to have lunch afterwards. And this last time I went a couple months ago, he goes, you know, just after a few years of doing a show and going out afterwards, he goes, you know, I notice you're getting less recognized.
That's very nice.
And I said, I never really thought about that. But you might be right. I'm not getting that many people coming up to me. And then it was the same in Europe. I don't think I got recognized. Maybe one time, some guy was a fan of Weeds. Mm-hmm. No, it was a girl on the plane. So it wasn't even in Europe.
it was the flight attendant.
Yeah.
You're not mad at that, Kevin. I mean, that's refreshing for you.
It is refreshing.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know how much I was hassled by people.
It was practically Bieber fever when you would go out.
I couldn't go anywhere. I could not go anywhere. But it is kind of nice. I mean, it's nice to know I don't need that anymore.
That is nice.
Mm. Yeah.
That is nice. Some people really live for it.
They do.
And that's a dangerous thing. Yeah.
The way they walk into a room to get recognized.
Yep.
Although, you know, I could wear a hat and sunglasses and people still recognize me by, I think it's just like your aura or your posture.
You know, you're tall, too. Yeah, I mean, you have like
that's
a certain
right.
stature. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And I have a statue, too.
I have statues.
I have statues all over Europe. I didn't know that.
Of you?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That does make it harder. Yeah.
I saw a funny thing in... I went to Slovakia, too. I went to Bratislava.
I knew you were holding out.
Right? He was holding out Slovakia.
Yep. And it's an old village, and, you know, it's touristy, and there's a guy, you know, these guys that pretend they're statues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy dressed up as a statue, and he's got the money thing out there. And there was a real crappy statue next to him, like 10 feet away. And everybody was at the crappy statue. And that guy is trying to stand really perfectly still, you know, working really hard at nothing. Nothing. And they're all over at this other statue.
At any point, you go, hey, I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm alive.
I know I look like a statue. That's what I'm trying to do.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But I need to raise money.
Working hard here.
Yeah, but this guy wasn't a good statue because he was juggling, too.
Okay, well,
that's a giveaway, right?
You got to pick one or the other. You can't be a juggler and a statue.
You told Dave in the other room that you juggle.
How did you know that? Was I bugged in that room?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we have means of communication.
Right.
Yeah.
You used to juggle.
And I can still juggle. I just don't do it that much anymore.
How many items? Because I can juggle 3, but I can't do 4.
I've done 4 before.
Oh,
yeah, but it doesn't last long.
Well, I can do it if it doesn't last long.
I've done four, and I do pins, too. I could do the clubs.
Whoa. No, sir.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I hope that's going to be part of the Irvine shows this weekend.
no, people love it when you start off juggling.
Improv.com/Irvine. Tickets available for as low as $25 to see the great Kevin Nealon on stage.
Legendary.
Legendary. Sorry.
Legendary.
Great,
yeah.
Great and legendary.
Yeah. Friday, 7:30, then two shows on Saturday, and then the Sunday at 7. Before you go, Mr. Nealon, you know we love you, and it's always a thrill to have you. Allie is going to fire 60 seconds worth of questions at you. We just want you to answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Here is 60
There's
seconds.
There's no right or wrong, right?
No. That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, yes. There can
there
be
is.
A wrong.
There is, but we say no.
There can be a wrong. Yeah. Okay.
60 seconds.
Hold on, Kevin Nealon.
Hold on. We're waiting for the timer.
Okay. Muggs was unprepared for this.
Go, Muggs.
And here is 60 seconds with Kevin Nealon.
If you could join the cast of any TV show, past or present, which would you choose?
Friends.
Dream hiking date?
Obama.
Ooh. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Who do you think is the funniest comic of all time?
That's tough.
Andy Kaufman.
Ooh.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest a-hole?
Polar bear. No, it's true. It's true.
Okay. All right.
How is it true?
It's documented.
How do you
know that?
It's documented. Okay. It's documented. Okay.
Science.
Creepiest thing you could say to a stranger that you pass in the street.
Hey, would you look at this?
Swizzlers or Red Vines?
Swizzlers.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
No.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Could be.
Oh. What was your first job?
Dishwasher.
Would you ever have a carpeted bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. That's a wrong answer.
That's a wrong answer. That's I'm sorry.
Answer.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
We have to wrap this up.
It wasn't even 6 seconds.
Damn it. And we have to kick you out for that answer, too.
It wouldn't be totally carpeted, just by the toilet. Just to catch the residuals.
Oh. Couple samples.
And it would be a shag carpet.
Of course. You wouldn't have. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Remember the Kevin Nealon times?
I do.
Those were fun.
It was like 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
was it?
Yeah, seems longer ago to me, but
wow.
Okay. I guess I just miss him so much. Hey, Allie, we got time for one more look at what's happening here on this Wednesday morning.
Well, Tenacious D was performing in Nashville, and during the set, Jack Black told the crowd, "Hey, we went over to Jack White's house today and recorded a brand new song." What?
All right.
Jack Black and Jack White together, finally? Black and White? This has had to happen for years. It's been years in the making.
If that group's not called Jack Gray, then I'm out.
Oh, come on. The song will be released on Third Man Records, but no release date has been announced, nor did Jack Black specify what Jack White's contribution to the song was. Did he just produce it? Did he play guitar on it? Mm. We don't know.
It's a full studio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Everything. It's his recording studio in Nashville. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bean? You excited?
Of course. I'm excited anything Jack White does and anything the D does. I mean, put them together, you can't beat that.
Great album. Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
All right.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes perfect sense. We have discussed how amazing the first installment of American Crime Story was. People versus O.J. Simpson. The follow-up, The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Amazing. Basically, they've got a real big hit on their hands. Tons of Emmy nominations, tons of wins. And FX announced yesterday that the third season of that award-winning limited series franchise, American Crime Story, will center on the sex scandal that rocked the Bill Clinton presidency.
Bill Clinton's a rapist! What's up?
Not that sex scandal. More of the Monica Lewinsky aspect of it. It is entitled Impeachment. American Crime Story. Here's the thing. Sarah Paulson, who was amazing as Marsha Clark, is back, and she will be playing Linda Tripp. And I say, wow, Linda Tripp, you do not deserve that.
Yeah, you lucked out, man.
Yeah. You lucked out because, wow.
Ugh. Yep.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Who will be playing Monica Lewinsky, you ask? Great question. Beanie Feldstein.
Perfect.
So book smart.
So
perfect.
Perfect. Yep.
You guys, it's almost like they know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy is pretty good at casting, isn't
he? Yeah. By the way, Monica Lewinsky, also a producer on the limited series. Its premiere is set for Sunday, September 27th, 2020.
I would like to see it.
Wait a while.
I'm sorry, 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Production begins next February, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it called again? What's the series called again?
Impeachment, American Crime Story.
Could they reuse that title down the road if they wanted? Just asking.
I mean,
for no reason?
I'm sure they could.
Impeachment 2?
It's kind of generic
Electric
enough.
Boogaloo?
Yeah.
American Crime Story?
Okay, sure.
You never know. Mm-hmm. Guys, I know that only Bean is somebody that is really thinking about going to Area 51.
He's not going
to. I'm going to see them aliens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And B, and forgive me if this is your story, you can't find a hotel room within 100 miles of Area 51 right now.
Well, we have no idea.
I'm going to be camping out under the stars that night.
If people are actually going to show up. But
they're going to show up, man.
They
can't stop all of us. They can't stop all of us, Allie.
That is the thing.
I feel like they can.
We can move faster than their bullets.
Not when you're doing
not when your arms
out.
Are out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about the arms out thing.
Yep.
Well, I think more people are going to show up once they find out about this. The top adult entertainment company in Nevada is reportedly set to storm Area 51 next month with strippers. Ryan Carlson, director of operations at Deja Vu Services, said, "We know what most Americans know. The strippers make any event better, and this one will be no exception." So they're sending about a dozen exotic dancers and the company's mobile strip club, the Stripper Mobile. So maybe
Have a mobile strip club. If
you need a place to stay, maybe you can contact them. Wow.
I'm looking pretty smart for already planning to go now, aren't I?
I mean,
for a guy that's not going, yes.
I'm telling you, I'm going to see them aliens.
I know what you're saying.
We're not.
I hear your words.
At all. There's no one less that's going to see dem aliens than you.
Correct.
You know what? We need to decide now who my one phone call is going to be in the event that I don't get shot and instead just get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I'm going to need to call somebody. Would one of you guys be willing to accept the call?
Maybe you call Jim Rome. Then you play the clip.
I'm waiting. I'm looking at Jensen. He's going for
Jim Rome.
It.
I was.
Somebody call my mama.
Your mama.
Not that one.
Call now.
Someone call
Please
someone.
Call
oh, that's not me.
Oh, man. All right. I don't.
Someone call someone.
That one. That one
go.
Right there.
There
so
we
Jim
go.
Jim Rome is my phone call.
I mean, I would think you would line up a lawyer.
But I wanted to call in on the show, though, and tell you guys what's happening.
Oh, the Afro line. Afro line.
Oh, call the Afro line.
Just leave a message.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Omar erases it. He's like, this guy's not believable. You guys remember when we tackled the extremely controversial soup? What's up?
Someone call someone.
Well, the benefits of soup for weight loss has gotten a lot of attention lately.
Okay.
It seems that people who eat soup as a first course wind up eating less overall. And people who ate soup as a snack instead of, like, pretzels or chips, they're losing a lot more weight. Which has led to the latest diet trend, souping. So the diet replaces all other foods with soup-based meals while allowing for plenty of fiber and protein-rich ingredients. So like chicken noodle, that type of thing, rice in your soup. You're still getting, you know, fiber and protein. Who's interested in souping?
I would soup.
I mean, I love soup. I love soup. I've never checked out the calorie content of soup. Is mm-hmm. is that a good food if you're trying to lose weight? I mean, it sounds like that's what you're saying.
I think there's a lot of salt in it.
A lot of sodium, for sure. But what they're saying is if you're eating it as a first meal,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you're not eating more throughout the day because your stomach is filled up because it's mostly liquid.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have chicken finger?
Maybe stick a chicken finger in there as well.
Someone call someone!
And finally, I want to wrap it up with this just to set us on a good path today. There's an 11-year-old boy with a heart of gold who's challenging the community of El Paso to...
That's because he's a douchebag.
No, he's wonderful. To commit random acts of kindness as a way to help the city heal from Saturday's deadly massacre.
He is a dick.
He is not. It's being dubbed the El Paso Challenge on social media. It's an 11-year-old boy named Ruben Martinez who wants everyone to go and do 22 good deeds for others. That's in honor of the 22 victims who were killed at the Walmart shooting.
I saw this kid on the news last night, and I thought, 22 things is way too many to ask people to do. I get the tie-in.
And then you think 22 is way too many to die at the hands of
a
psycho at Walmart.
Yes, but I'm saying realistically, who has time to do 22 good deeds? Realistically.
How can you make everything bad?
No, honestly. I totally get that you want somebody to do a nice thing for somebody, like pass it on. You know what I mean? Make the world better place. Pay for it. Yeah, exactly. 22 times?
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
What, do I not have a job? Do I not have a family? I thought it was a lie.
It seems like a sweet kid trying to make a difference in a positive way.
And not
his
only,
face looks like it's been kicked in by a biker gang.
No, wow. Not only in a positive way, his mother said that he's already started his. His first was delivering dinner to first responders. And his mom said that the good deeds are already helping him overcome his fear. Because
he
after
amputated
this,
his own leg.
He didn't.
I don't think that's
after
true.
This happened, he didn't want to leave the house. He's like, we're next, Mom. Okay. And then he came up with this idea. Oh, my God. You're the worst human being ever.
It's
as simple as being in a car and paying for someone's coffee behind you.
That's one of the 22. Still have 21 to go.
It's leave a dollar
Thank
on
you,
a vending
Jensen.
Machine.
Who's got that kind of time?
Jensen can see how exhausting it is.
Look, question. Wait, did we hear how many days you have to do the 22?
I don't know if you put a time limit on, but I'm telling you.
Over a year, 22 is not that bad.
But if you've already worked your ass off to get 7 good deeds done, Allie, and it's now it's 9 p.m., now what? You know what I mean? It's
not
too much.
It's not in one day.
It's a lot of...
He's a bad man!
It's a lot of pressure. That's all I'm saying. Like, we're already under enough stress, and this kid has to make it worse. That's my point.
Okay.
I think Allie's point is he's making the world a better place.
Yeah. Is he?
As should you.
But is he?
Yeah. Yes.
Or is he just making us more stressed?
I feel like he's putting too much pressure on me.
Enjoy hell is all I'm going to say to you
His
guys.
Hands are so small.
He's a child. He's 11.
He don't give a F about nothing.
He cares about humanity.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
He doesn't even know what ISIS is.
Oh, my God. Somebody get some salami and cream cheese and rub it all over his face. He's unconscious.
He's not unconscious.
Seems like an odd thing to do to an unconscious 11-year-old boy, but you do you. Some birthdays for you. Mike Trout, Michael Shannon, Tobin Bell, Charlize Theron, and David Duchovny. And that's what's happening, you heathens.
Thank you, Ellie, and your drive home today. Listen to Stryker tomorrow morning. We have Get Up On This with Jensen. Mm-hmm. We have Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell on the program. We have some highlights from the Ocho.
Oh.
Got to watch that ESPN2 today. It's crazy. We also talked to Dr. Drew, and we have your four-pack of tickets to K-Rock's Six Flags.